The Jaguars have a long to-do list before Sunday's game against Kansas City, a 5-2 team riding a 9-game home winning streak with a seriously opportunistic defense. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The big story in Jacksonville this week remains Gus Bradley's decision to change gears on offense and what exactly new offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett has in store for Sunday in Kansas City. Now, of course, he's not sharing that information, but the guys in the locker room know what they'd like to see.
I want us to be balanced. I want our defense to have to work, to have to cover us and figure out what the heck we're doing out there. And that's one thing that Hackett talked about this morning is being more balanced, getting in a groove. And if we got a groove, regardless if it's a run or a pass, keep doing it.
It's exciting in that sense where, you know, I guess there's going to be some changes and there's going to be a little bit different ways we're going to go to execute offense and seeing how we want to attack the defense. So, you know, I think we're all a little anxious to get out there.
Kansas City won't have Alex Smith, and that's a blow for Andy Reid, whose offense is based on efficiency. Smith isn't an elite quarterback, but in Reid's offense, he hasn't been far from that category. Defensive coordinator Todd Walsh found out during his news conference on Wednesday, but didn't seem relieved that Nick Foles is starting instead.
We've already looked at both quarterbacks. You know, we played Foles before over in Philly, so we have an idea what he can do. But we know Andy Reid. We've played him a couple times when we weren't here, and then obviously we played him once when we've been here. He's going to run his offense, you know, and he's going to attack us how we think we're going to get attacked, and it's going to be our fundamentals versus Andy's fundamentals. So, you know, we look forward to it.
Time now for Sexton Says, which is where I tell you what has to happen on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium for the Jaguars to get a win. And it's brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. Jacksonville isn't winning because they're not winning on third down. They can't stay on the field with an offense that's gone three plays and out on 20 of their 80 offensive possessions this season. The defense isn't any better. They're allowing their opponent to stay on the field, giving up third down conversions 47% of the time, which is ranked 30th in the NFL. They can't stay balanced if they can't stay in the game. And they can't stay in the game if they can't stay on the field or get the Chiefs off of it. Change one and you'll likely change both. After all, a rested defense is more capable of getting off the field than a tired defense. Stay on the field on offense. Get off it on defense. This week, Sexton Says, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars. Don't forget, on Friday, we'll have On the Road with the Jaguars from the team hotel. And on Sunday, we're live from Arrowhead with Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. Talk to you on Sunday.